of presidents and praetorians. As the nation slinks toward the presidential election, filled more with dread than hope, they gather in support of personality more than program. They're voting for images crafted by billion-dollar ad campaigns, but also for a temporary emperor of a vast military machine. We are taught that this politician is the most powerful figure in the system, and that for a time, he or she rules this structure. But upon reflection, we find that this is but another image, an illusion of power, like a tank filled with cotton candy. L. Fletcher Prouty, a retired Air Force colonel and former Special Operations Chief for the Joint Chiefs of Staff, has written a gripping history of the Kennedy presidency and the shocking extent to which those in the military and spy agencies ignored or undermined his orders. In his 2011 book, JFK, the CIA, Vietnam, and the Plot to Assassinate John F. Kennedy, Prouty centers his analysis on Kennedy's National Security Action Memorandum number 263, a document that has been hidden, distorted, and misrepresented for decades. Colonel Prouty argues that NSAM number 263 was an executive order to have 1,000 U.S. troops removed from Vietnam by Christmas 1963 and all U.S. military forces out by 1965. According to Prouty, Kennedy was intent on ending American military action in Vietnam, an act that made him the enemy for the forces his predecessor, President Dwight Eisenhower, called the military-industrial complex. In the Roman Empire, the emperor was the embodiment of the state, and his power radiated throughout the breadth of the realm. But the dirty little secret was that the emperor ruled at the pleasure of the palace guard, the Praetorian Guard, who, in the blink of an eye, ended reigns and imposed substitutes, often members of the military, to mount the throne of Rome. This was especially so in the latter days of empire when things fell apart. Kennedy threatened to break the CIA into 1,000 pieces. He never lived to make good on that threat. That, at least, is Prouty's view, one well worth considering. Late Rome on the Potomac. From imprisoned nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.